Hi, this is Bob Williamson. Think of it often. A hurricane is moving towards the Florida panhandle and picking up speed as it goes. It will no doubt bring a tide surge, dangerous wind, rain, flooding, and people will be displaced from their homes and probably loss of life. I'm praying for those in his path. I've been in two hurricanes, and that's enough for me. The smart thing to do is get your home boarded up and get the heck out of his path. Unfortunately, there are always those who defy common sense and try to ride it out. Some even boast of having a hurricane party. Then when the storm is at its violent height, they want someone to risk their lives to come rescue them. It is a scene that repeats itself time after time. It reminds me of those who reject God. They want to ride out their lives by themselves in true macho fashion. There is an old saying that there are no atheists in foxholes. I've seen many people who rejected God their entire lives, who, when actually faced with death, had their come-to-Jesus moment. The problem with that approach is no one knows exactly when that day will come. I faced death many times, including guns, knives, being in brutal fights, and being beaten with clubs, car wrecks, and so on. I have laid in hospital beds, barely clinging to life, numerous times. Like a hurricane, it is one thing to talk big about riding it out and quite another to actually ride it out and face death up close and personal. All of us will eventually succumb to death. There is no escape. Lest you think of this subject as being ghoulish, the Bible states that we should think about death often. Ecclesiastes 4:7, yes, a wise man thinks much of death, while a fool only thinks of having a good time now. I'm not worried about death at all. I will not face it alone. Jesus will guide me through the entire ugly process and turn it into something beautiful. I'm looking forward to it, but I'm put here for a purpose which I intend to fulfill. We all have a choice in life and a free will to choose or reject God. He loves us all, and he doesn't want anyone to have to ride this out. The devastation of death or the pitfalls of this life or eternity alone. I once visited death row during a prison ministry event. Interestingly, all the men to whom I spoke spent a great deal of time thinking about death. Some were terrified of dying, and yes, those were the ones that knew they would face death alone. In a way, those men were better off than some of you that rarely think of your own death, opting to only think of having your hurricane party now. Many of them turned to God right then and there when presented with the gospel. If you know someone who is rejecting God, then witness to them. Witnessing is not begging them to accept God as their Savior, but presenting the gospel to them. It is the Holy Spirit's job to convict them of their sins and draw them to Jesus. We're just messengers. Hebrews 9:27, and it is appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. This is Bob Williamson. Thanks for listening.